When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody?
What up, man? What it do?
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Curtis in Florida. One more day. Morning, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. How are you, buddy? That looked like an awesome foundation night last night.
We had a great night last night honoring some of our great partners, and I had a little tiny taste of a wedge salad, and that was about it,
Curtis. Good job.
Nothing else.
I mean, I got to tell you, you are almost like I want you to start eating. Like, I'm worried.
Shime, are we daring to try the new? I just remembered this during the intro. Are we going to give that new intro song a try on Monday or Tuesday or whatever? Or is it just risky because everybody loves Tick, Tick, Boom? Did you listen to it?
I haven't yet.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
We can give it a good old college try if you'd like next week. I'm not here on Monday, but I could probably string something together for Tuesday or Wednesday.
You're not here Monday?
No, we talked over this yesterday.
I thought you were soft yesterday, come to find
me?
Out. Yeah, you, Greg. Shime's not here on Monday. Curtis not here on Monday. Courtney not here on Monday. Wow. What kind of program? What kind of outfit are you running in?
I think Courtney's here on Monday.
Yeah, Courtney's here on Monday.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
yes.
I hope so.
She's partying up at MIAO. She might not get back in time.
I don't know what you want me to do.
You're the leader of this show.
I understand people are entitled to vacation time.
What's going on here?
What do you want me to?
Step in.
What do you want me to demand that Shime and Curtis work on Monday? Curtis does not take a lot of time off.
No,
Curtis,
but
I think I was the lowest in the whole company last year.
Well, I think the remote catches up with Curtis, so he kind of
remote. For everybody that enjoys this is the final day I'll be doing a remote show in the year 2025.
I mean, I'm just saying, Greg, you're a boomer, and I hear you talk about all this remote work and flex time.
You like to stir the drink. I know that's your role, and I'm okay with it. But
we're striving for greatness here.
I am powerless.
Right.
I'm powerless to stop what's happening all around me. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Greg, can I ask a question about this? And yes. I think like we're playing into the psychosis of Courtney, and I'm worried about it.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Shime, you know, getting things set up for the morning, and Courtney sent us a group text at 5 a.m. About the post. We can get to it. We don't have to get to the topic, but. What in the world are you doing at 5 a.m. texting the radio show while you're on vacation in Miami?
I'm hoping she's just getting in from partying. What I'm hoping.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's true.
Maybe up early for a beach walk with Santo or something?
Could be.
Maybe.
But you're on vacation. You might as well enjoy it. You're going to work, you might as well come in.
Well, they probably want to be on the beach by 8 a.m.
Right.
And it probably takes 3 hours for Santo to pick his outfit.
That is true.
Greg, I got it. It's the thing that you hate the most. I guarantee you she's putting the towels out at the best spot by the pool.
Probably. probably.
Wow, that's what she's doing.
She is probably a lounge hoarder, a lounge chair hoarder, I would say. Poolside.
I'm sorry. She woke Santo up to go do that. I'm sorry. I didn't. Well, she's not actually doing that.
Enjoy your time off on Monday, Shime.
We can get to Wiggy. See, you set yourself up because I will try harder to be a disciplinarian.
Not everybody gets a trophy round.
But it's gonna happen to you at some point.
What's that?
You're gonna want vacation time.
Yeah, but I have an allotted amount of vacation and I take that time. And
none of us have allotted.
There's no allotted time. That's the problem with the whole thing. Like, I didn't write the rule. I didn't write the Odyssey rule that was unlimited flex time. So I'm stuck with that. I don't know.
I'm also not like taking a week. I'm off one day.
Oh, I mean, how we striving for greatness here? We're trying to be number one around
here.
Yeah,
we are. We are. You're right.
Oh,
it's tough
show
to do
moves
that.
Better when everybody's it's, in the building.
It does. It does. You're right. It's tough to be number one if everybody isn't here every single day. Yeah. I got you, Wiggy.
I guess this is like the Mayo atmosphere around here this year.
This is DJ from Hyannis. What's up, DJ?
Oh, Lord.
Wiggy just threw it down right there. What are you, Greg Mayo?
Let
everyone walk all over you. Do whatever they want. Take time off. You're the next one out the door, brother. I already see it coming.
Yeah.
I already see it coming.
I mean, I guess I will try to walk taller and carry a larger stick or something.
Yeah,
like that,
well, you carry a large belly. I'll tell you that much.
Jeez,
we
don't have to get personal, DJ. DJ,
no,
send your.
I love you, brother.
Send your picture over. Show me. Send the cover over when you were on GQ. Okay, DJ.
Hey, close enough, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I weigh 150. Nice and spelt.
There you go, DJ.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you.
All right, love you guys. Be good.
All right.
It's the Mayo way around here.
The post Marchand bump didn't last very long.
There's so much better without Marchand. I thought that's what Chime said. So much better.
Yeah, Jones and Keith were talking about it.
That was Swayman.
Talking about, you know, maybe this team is better without Brad Marchand.
Okay.
So
I will say Linus Ullmark made the save of the year. If that's 5-4, it's a totally different night. That was an unbelievable save in the second period last night.
How do you get somebody like that around here, Curtis?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It is what a disaster the whole season has been. And now we ran out of time with Milbury because we had the breaking news about David Andrews. But who do you think is there an obvious front runner to be the next coach of this team? Is there anybody that the hockey heads or puck heads, whatever, have been theorizing? Because obviously it's not going to be Sacco, we don't believe, right?
There's only, literally in the NHL, there's only 10 guys available and they just shuffle job to job. It has to be somebody who's already working.
I know Scott McLaughlin, who writes for our website, suggested that there's a chance the Penguins let go of Mike Sullivan and that he may be interested and maybe an interesting candidate for the job.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah. He got the best out of McAvoy in the Four Nations. McAvoy's the key to the future. He's his father-in-law. And he's from here, right? Sullivan's from the Boston area.
Yeah, I mean,
correct. I believe he's a BC High guy.
Would you want to be your son-in-law's boss? I mean, I know it happens in family businesses all the time.
But I mean, that's a little...
cause issues with your daughter. And
yeah.
Of course, you know,
especially around here, you know, where people could get real critical about, you know, just if he's not playing well or maybe if the coach is not coaching well, it could be a sticky situation.
I'm honestly glad they lost because I was anticipating that they were going to somehow worm their way close to the playoffs and then not only get everybody excited, but screw themselves when it came to the draft. So I hate saying it, but I'm happy that they lost, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, I don't know how much, like, you know, when you start to look at this team, like, I think everybody was feeling good first two games. You know how that goes after you lose somebody or somebody departs, whether it's a coach, and everybody's a little bit more excited, playing with a little bit more energy. I told you, it's almost like a G League team out there. I'm like, who's this guy? Who's that guy? I've never heard of him. But, you know, it's more about how long this rebuild's going to take. And Milbury said at minimum 3 years.
Yeah, Shime was a little off on that when he said that they will. His guess is they will be a playoff team in a season.
I still think it's in play. Like, I don't know. I watched Casey Mills that play. I'm actually kind of impressed with his ability. Like, I think that's a guy that you can actually utilize over the next year or so. And again, I think Don Sweeney is the kind of guy who can find players like Casey Mittelstadt who might be struggling in other places like Buffalo or wherever and bring them in and make them better. Like, that's kind of what he has done multiple times now in his tenure. And I think that can happen again. And if you mix in, like, a good draft pick along the way with Pastrnak, McAvoy healthy, I think, and if Swayman can get his head on straight, like I think you have a you'll be able to field a good hockey team.
I would love to see them try really, really hard, and we say this over and over again about the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to somebody like Jack Eichel, Shime, who is available, I think next season
that would be. I mean, that's talk about a moonshot. That would be awesome.
But local,
yeah, he's from Somerville. Yeah.
Local guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I don't think it's out of the question. Yeah.
You need top end talent, though. That's what Milbury talked about yesterday. Like, you need
Jack Eichel would be that.
Yeah, right. I know Jack Eichel would be that, but the other guy you was talking about, Millstat, like, you know, what is he, a third, fourth liner? Like, you have no top end talent. You have one player on in your forwards that's top end talent, and that's Pastrnak. And you're not going to be able to just win and be competitive with just one guy.
You're not also able to win when you give up four goals in the first period.
No.
Like they did last night.
No, so, no. Not when they come right back behind each other 20 seconds apart.
This is Art from Walpole. Hello, Art.
Good morning, gentlemen. Greg, you just mentioned it.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, guys. If you had to put one person, one major event, one major letdown that has caused the Bruins to have such a lackluster season, you have to put the dagger solely on Swayman. This guy is consistently inconsistent. He just doesn't look as involved as he should, and he has been the key to the letdown this year. Maybe they kept the wrong guy. You know, hindsight's always 20/20, but this is not the guy. I don't know. I've got a lot of issues with this guy. He was terrible last night, and I don't like the way he plays. He's had a terrible year.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't start well, and I don't know if you fault the Bruins for that or you fault Jeremy Swayman for that, but
right.
Didn't start well, and it's not ending well.
How much is the defense in front of him, though? I mean, we always talk about that. We always talk about, you know, it seems like that every opponent the Bruins play against, they're like, you know, always camped out in front of the net. So how much is the screens? You know,
I think you have to assume that next season there's no holdout, there's no issue with training camp, and he's the goaltender that you thought he was going to be.
Right.
Stories were true that Fludo Scinzella had in The Athletic before the season about how players were irked with the way Swayman approached it.
Yes.
How do you think they feel today?
Well, it also kind of explains, I guess, why, Brad? When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Ed Marchand was looking for $7.5 million.
Right.
If, you know, he saw Swayman, off of his 2 years removed from a rookie season,
right,
hold out and get himself $8.5 million or whatever he got, I would guess.
And so. I hate to go back to the Courtney versus Keith thing.
Yeah.
But remember, who was so vocal on Swayman's holdout?
Brad Marchand.
Maybe there is some truth to, like, I know I would be upset if I was a player and a guy.
And the captain didn't support you.
Yeah, and he didn't support me as somebody who's trying to financially make it. So maybe there is a little bit of.
Wow, that's a great point, Wiz. Maybe.
You know, we never really thought about that. You would think, like, players might feel a certain way towards him.
Well, the information that Coco shared this morning, Curtis,
is
of interest, and we should probably get to that. We can't get to it now, but
That was going to be my lead with the Florio story I sent last night. Okay. What a night for Bill. Holy cannoli.
All right, we'll get to that during the leads. We will get to that and other things all coming up on this morning's show, including after the leads, they said it, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will go over what Ralphie Devers said about doing whatever makes the Red Sox happy. So
Curtis might have been right.
It seems like things are going swimmingly in Fort Myers with opening day just a couple weeks away. News with Shime filling in for Courtney at 7:45 this morning. I have lift tickets to give away for the snow show a week from today at Wachusett Mountain. Why don't we try to do those early, Shime?
I love that, Greg.
Remind me, maybe 6:45. We'll do those.
Perfect. That's a great idea.
Early, and we still have, I think, 5 or 6 spots to fill out when it comes to the ick bracket. And so our ick selection show will be Monday. So we got to get the ick bracket completely full, and we'll do that at any point on this morning's show. But right now, in Courtney's absence, here is Shime with what is trending first thing this morning.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Bruins lost to the Senators last night 6-3. Jeremy Swayman got pulled after giving up 4 goals in the first period. They'll take on the Lightning tomorrow at the Garden. Puck drop for that one is at 7. Celtics back in action tonight against the Heat in Miami. Tip-off for that is at 7. The Red Sox prospects lost to the Tampa Bay Rays prospects last night in the breakout game 7-5. We did get, as the game would suggest, a brief peek into the future, Greg. We got home runs from not just Christian Campbell, but also Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony. And the Roman Anthony homer was an absolute blast.
The new big three, Shime.
Holy smokes, those guys can ball. They have another
feature. I love Roman Anthony.
He's going to be so much fun. It's going to be great. They have another futures game today, first pitch 105. You can listen to that on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Cooper Kupp has still yet to make his decision about where he will play next season. I believe Jordan Schultz did say the Jaguars officially out on the Cooper Kupp sweepstakes.
So there was a back and forth, various whispers yesterday about what he wants money-wise.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like it landed on $12 million a season. Does that seem reasonable?
Oh, that's
super reasonable.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, what did Devontae Adams get? 2 years and $46 million.
The Jacksonville Jaguars paid $10 million for Dyami Brown, who had 300 yards receiving this year. $12.5 million is a steal.
Yeah, you gave what, Nelson Aguilar $10 million? So yeah, that's
God, don't bring that up.
I thought Aguilar was like 13 or 14 or something.
Whatever.
Like
I would give a listen, if Cooper Kupp wants that, I'd give that to him all day. That's a bargain.
We were catching, unlike Aguilar.
Greg, Aguilar's deal was $14 million, but it dropped to $10 million.
And I don't know what's going on with David Andrews. Like, I'm feeling, I'm assuming that we're getting into the press conference yesterday, which was, I don't want to be
awkward,
negative, but it was weird. Like, we can get into that, but it sounds to me like they went out of their way to mention that they're going to honor him and put him into the Patriots Hall of Fame, whatever. So does that mean that he's told them he's retiring in your mind, Wiggy?
For me, he made it seem like he was coming back to play. He said
Patriot for life. He put his Instagram out. Yep. I mean, I don't know.
Because he had said the reason why he got the surgery, so he was come back and...
Well, that was early, but now, yeah. I don't know if he told... I don't know if he just doesn't want to...
And I feel like on his podcast, did he always talk about coming back next year?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I heard yesterday that he does not want to retire. I mean, it wasn't from, you know, an A-plus source, but I was told that this is not the end for David Andrews if it were up to him.
Okay. In the Twitch chat, they say, why cut somebody who's retiring? It's because they did it with Julian Edelman, and it's the way they do things sometimes. So I don't know what.
But what wouldn't
it happens relatively frequently.
But wouldn't Andrews have already come out and said it? Like, he's been sitting all year, so it's not like he had to wait till the season's over to think about if he wanted to retire. He's been sitting all season long. He would know whether or not he wanted to play this year or not.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Sean.
No problem. Day two at the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass starts a little later this morning. Lucas Glover, J.J. Spahn, and Camilo Villegas currently hold a tie for the lead at 6-under. Rory McIlroy, though, he was having a day yesterday. He was only able to hit 4 fairways. Didn't matter. The guy cobbled together a 5-under day. He's only 1 stroke back of the lead. He was the best player in that group with Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler yesterday. Trending Now is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Get St. Patrick's savings today at Shaw's and Star Market. Signature Select corned beef point cut is just $1.27 a pound, and green cabbage is 17 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. Both limit two while supplies last. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Shime. 36 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 51. Greg, good news, parade day in Southie. 65 high, windy. It's going to feel like it's in the 50s. A perfect day for day drinking at the parade.
Okay, I received a warning this morning from the Boston Police Department. Please do not overinflate your balloon. There's a real concern over there that if you're bringing balloons,
wow,
that there would be too much helium in them. So please be careful when going to the parade on Sunday.
What happens if there's too much helium? Do you just float away?
They're very concerned about too much helium in South Boston. It's a real
helium pollution.
It was a real problem. They apprehended two people with excessive helium in their balloons last year, and it's zero tolerance on Sunday for that. All right, our leads coming up next.